filter. First aid and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan. Well, good morning, Dr. Stan, here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Kirk McKenzie, and we're going to be talking about his book, which goes into the background of the crisis we face today, because, ladies and gentlemen, there is an economic crisis. Whether you know it or not, why Greece is on the verge of default, whether it happens or not, we don't know, but the people in Greece are up in arms, are demonstrating every day. They've raised the age of retirement from 50 to 70. Now, all of a sudden, I mean, you do something like that, you're going to disrupt society. Should the people be allowed to retire at 50? Absolutely not. However, I don't believe it's the function of government to provide pensions for people. They should be providing them for themselves. And yet these are the socialist programs. And then, of course, when they fail, what do? Why, you raise the age of retirement from 50 to 70 overnight. And what sort of response are you going to get from the people? Well, they're going to be furious. Furthermore, in Greece, about a third of the people work for the government, and they're all being fired. There's just no money to pay them. The IMF, European Union, European Central Bank are saying we can't possibly, lend you money unless you have this austerity, so that they've slashed everything over there. And they're demanding, of course, that the Greeks put up their islands and their airports and their various types of transportation. Everything will be put up as collateral for the banks that are going to lend more money. And the people are saying, why should we have to go into austerity and become suddenly poor to pay off the bankers? And these ideas are spreading all across Europe. There are demonstrations in many of the countries there, and you're not hearing about it in this country. The plan, however, is to bring austerity to Europe. And the plan is to bring austerity to America. I've read the plan. It's published in the Council on Foreign Relations magazine, Foreign Affairs, November 7, 2010. Article written by Richard Haass and Roger Alton, I believe it is. Anyway, you can get it in November-December issue. Richard Haass, H-A-A-S. And they tell you they're going to bring austerity, lower our living standards here. That's what it's all about. And they're going to get the same sort of reaction here in the United States as they slash everything. And, of course, there's no alternative. You can't create money out of nothing, or can you? Is that what we've been doing for a long period of time? And, well, I guess this morning Kirk McKenzie's done a great job of cataloging what's going on. And Kirk, thank you very much for being with us this morning.
Well, thank you for having me on again.
Why don't you pick up the story and tell us about your book, about your thoughts on what it is. What's the title of the book, and
it's called
what
Money.
Is your message?
It's called Money, Defending Your Prosperity. And the short message is that the central banking, as it's known, there are now 100 central banks around the world, are really nothing more than now the third generation of totalitarianism. And people don't recognize this thing, but it's really a weapon of mass economic destruction. It is a system that is systematically converting private property ownership into land that's being owned completely entirely by the bankers. I mean, Greece is just the most recent example, but nation after nation after nation is being imploded in debt. And what people don't realize is when you're in debt and your lands are in hock to the bankers effectively own the land. 95% of American homes are in hock to the bankers. They're under mortgage. So if you could color our country purple, if you could color the land that's in debt that really effectively owned by the bankers in purple, you'd probably find a shocking thing that most of our nation is actually in debt to the bankers. And when you get debts that, you know, a debt is a form of indentured servitude. And when you get debt that becomes perpetual, you're now talking about bondage. You're talking about a permanent class of people who are the aristocrats and everybody else works for them. And, you know, kind of like cattle, you're going to be herded where they want you to live, to do what they want you to do. As long as you're productive, you'll get, you know, a certain amount of food allotment and space allotment and so forth. And when you become non-productive, then they just soon let you die, which is the new health care, Obamacare plan. So my message to people is that, look, we have lots of issues out there that we're facing today. My big hope is that people begin to realize, you know, where do you grab on to all these problems? Agenda 21 and private property, and you've got issues with our education system and issues with our personal prosperity and on and on and on. Where do you grab on to this? And my thesis is, my belief is, that all of these problems really trace back to a small group of international banking families. They have a different vision for the future of this world. Central banking is the tool that empowers them and enriches them and allows them to move forward. Because if you can literally print money out of nothing and get everybody else in your debt, then you can control the economy, you can control people's lives, you can control the politicians and the government, and they have effectively done all these things. So once you begin to realize who these people are, what the real problem is we face, then you actually have, in my opinion, a solid basis for understanding how to get your country back. Because, you know, right now I feel there's a lot of energy going into the ponds, fighting the ponds, but, you know, somewhere on that hill back there is the generals, and somewhere behind them are the emperors. Let's go take the battle to the emperors. We need to go on the offense. We need to make it count. In my opinion, the thing that we must do, absolutely must do, to get back our liberty, get back our prosperity, get back our education and our kids and everything else, is we must take away the power from them to be able to create money from nothing and put us into bondage. And therefore, we must end the Fed.
And this whole idea is they create money from nothing. They have $1 in deposit. They leverage it 10 times, 20 times, 30 times, 40 times, 50 times. They've only got $1, but they lend it out 50 times. That $1, at least credit, is not really the dollar. That is the reserve, and the rest of it, of course, is all phony. And with the phony money, they've bought up the media. The media is controlled by six major corporations in the United States. Certainly they buy up the corporations. They certainly give the people in the military great pensions, of course, with government money, but then they buy up the politicians, provide the money for the generals, keep the people in line. This is where we are today. And what are you going to do about it? Is that going to impose austerity? Is it going to take everything you've worked for?
Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all test for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? DoTerra. doTERRA, gift of the earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
And back here at the American Freedom Network. And, of course, the difficulty is they never teach you in school, they don't teach you in college, about the small ruling class of bankers, the banking elite. We have six or seven major banks today that control 60% of the banking assets of our entire country. Several trillion dollars. But they're withholding it. Why? Because they want to collapse our economy. They're doing a great job of it. They know exactly what they're doing. What are they doing with the money? Why, they're investing it like a hedge fund in foreign countries. You know, they're buying bonds. They would borrow the money from our government at 0.25%. They lend it back to the government at 2.5%, 3.5%. Isn't that great? Why, your tax money is being used to finance the very people who promote the wars, who control the politicians, and where is the outcry? Why doesn't the New York Times or the Washington Post tell you? And, of course, they don't, because they're in on it. The major media is controlled and manipulating reality. Kirk, go right ahead, because I think it's so vitally important people get your message.
So I think that the the key for me has been, I've read a lot of the books out there that have been in the monetary system over the past 20 years and read and videos and so forth. And for me, there was always a few missing ingredients. And that's really what I tried to do in the book. So there are six chapters. Two of those chapters are designed to give you a very simple on-ramp into the monetary topic, kind of a primer. You'll probably learn in the first chapter more about the real nature of our monetary system that works than a lifetime of education, even if you're an economist. Very simple, heavily illustrated book. So it just shows you the principles of how this monetary system works, and it does that by showing you how it kind of came together, these concepts came together in ancient times. Then chapter four is going to show you what does all that mean to you personally. I mean, how does this system really affect you, your children, your grandchildren, your retirement accounts, and everything else. And it does it at a very gut level. I mean, by the time people read that, they got it. I mean, they really understand it. So once you understand that, then the question is, well, how do you solve this problem? And I truly believe, when I was a child and going into school, history was not my favorite topic. But I tell you right now, I'm absolutely passionate about it, and particularly the monetary history of the United States, and hopefully the people I'm connecting with and you're connecting with around the world are beginning to look at their monetary systems as well. I'm absolutely passionate about it because I'm convinced that our future is going to be determined by how well we understand our past. So chapters 2 and 3 go into the history of the monetary system in the United States and interweave into that timeline. Presidents, assassinations, it weaves into this wars and economic cycles. I mean, it integrates a lot of information. I'll tell you, if you ever want to read something that's a thriller, forget about the novels. Read history. And then now that we know how they put this thing together and who they are, I think we're in a better place to be able to start to know how to go forward in the future to dismantle the system and not only just end the Fed, but what do we replace it with? Which is the purpose of chapters 5 and 6, which is some ideas on solutions and what individuals can do to help to bring that about.
Well, people have to understand what they've done, and they have to get organized. We are the majority. We make up 99% of the population, only a fraction of a percent, a few thousand people, and yet because they control the media, they control the television, they control our reality. But there is a growing awareness out there that something's wrong, especially as more and more people lose their homes and lose their jobs. And this is all created. They manipulated this whole crisis, and they're doing it intentionally because they want to transfer the wealth of our country to other countries, because they are not simply satisfied with controlling this country. They want to control the whole world. Of course, they want to transform society, destroy Christianity. That's a pivotal point, destroy the faith of the people, destroy their belief in everything, destroy their belief in God and family and country, and they're doing a pretty good job. Half of our marriages end in divorce. The patriotism, love of country is, well, it's not what it used to be, at least specifically among the young. The older people still have, I am loyal to our country, but they've changed the morality of our youth and changed their attitude towards everything. So, Kirk, what can the person out there in the audience do?
Well, the first step is just to learn. Understand this thing at a gut level to where you really got it. You need just a very simple understanding of this system so you can be able comfortably to turn around and explain it to somebody else. And to get motivated by that information, I think the next thing is get off the couch and start to get active. Get active in your local Tea Party or 912 or Campaign for Liberty or other activist organization that's being addressing these issues. You can help to disseminate the information, through your emails, through your blogs, through your Facebook accounts. You can help to get that information out to a brighter, a bigger audience. And I think all of this ultimately... And I'd be interested in your opinions on this too, Dr. Monteith, but it seems to me that the solutions to the monetary system are going to be solved at one of two places, either at the federal level or possibly at the state level. And that makes it a little bit tougher because this is not an issue you can solve with your city council or something else, which I think is where Agenda 21 is going to be fought at. It's a local level, but this is one that's a little bit more national or statewide in its scope. And that means, unfortunately, under the Constitution, 435 plus 100 people control, 350 million people. I mean, it's outrageous, but that's the way it is. So we're going to have to focus on who we can elect. And at that point in time, my firm belief is that both the Republican Party and the Democratic Party, most of the politicians are firmly in bed with the bankers. It's a topic nobody wants to touch except for Ron Paul and Rand Paul, if you like that. And I think what we have to do is get real smart, real fast, and we better figure out who to vote for in 2012 as our presidential candidate. I truly believe, and I've laid out plans, and we can talk about them if you like, but solutions, if we elected the right president with some guts, with some courage, another Andrew Jackson, that's who we need in 2012, is another Andrew Jackson who will stand up to these bankers, who will understand this monetary system and know to take away their power and start to redistribute that back to the people. That's the person that we need to have desperately. That means we have got to stop paying attention to how cute and young these guys are, or how great their smiles are, or how warm their handshake, or where they pick up their kids. No. The people that we need going forward may be kind of people that aren't eloquent, maybe they don't look like college material, maybe they don't do this and that and the other, but their message is right, their hearts are pure, and they're committed. Those are the people with integrity that we need to get elected to positions at all levels. And I don't care whether they go by the name of Republican or Democrat. If they're not on board, get them out of office and replace them with somebody that is on board. And particularly if we just got a president who understood the plan and understood how to move forward, we could make a huge step forward with just that alone, because by executive power, we can do a tremendous amount to begin to reverse the course of this country.
Well, Kirk and I were at a conference together this weekend, and there was a congressman there, a congressman I've always respected from California, and he was in the Assembly and State Senate for years. He went to Washington, D.C., and of course, I got up and gave an impassioned plea. I was talking about the a population control agenda, but it's being manipulated and controlled by these same people. And I just said they were a group of evil men. I cited several references, the Georgia Guidestones put up by a secret society. The background of the some of the more powerful organizations in America related to a secret society. The congressman got up. He spoke during the lunch. I spoke just before lunch, and he said, there are no secret groups. These are just men, but there is no evil group out there. These are just men with the wrong philosophy. Well, why would he say something like that? The last thing they want is for the public to know that this is organized. These people are not just the wrong philosophy. These are people who are wicked and evil and working to overthrow our government. A couple of people attended the meeting. They were ready to lynch the congressman. I said, no, he's entitled to his opinion. He's wrong. I guess they've compromised him like they compromised all of the congressmen. It's nice to be a congressman, but if you tell the truth, you're not going to get reelected unless you have people out there who back you. And that's what we really need. We need people who are informed, who are willing to commit themselves and everything they have to this battle, because if we lose this battle, you lose your freedom, you lose your country, you lose your finances, you lose your family, you lose it all. And believe me, this is exactly what's going to happen. The whole system that we've known and loved is in the process of collapsing. They're moving us intentionally and purposely towards poverty. That's why they've sent 8 million of our manufacturing jobs overseas. People keep waiting for the jobs to come back. They're not going to come back again, ladies and gentlemen. They've sent them overseas, and they're going to stay overseas as long as we don't have tariffs, as long as we don't try to protect this country. The rest, we don't need the rest of the world. We need to protect America, and these people in charge hate America and everything it stands for, because it stands for freedom. And they want a fascist system. They've imposed one. But people learn, and when the majority of people understand, I think the reaction to Congressman Ron Paul in the debate, I don't know how many of you have seen his remarks there at the New Hampshire debate, but he was roundly received by the audience. The people wanted to hear what he had to say. I mean, the other people got up with the usual rhetoric. None of them would speak against, our backing of Libya and the war in Libya or in Yemen. We've got four wars going over in the Middle East, and all the rest of the politicians go right along with it because the Republican leadership goes right along with it. And so does the Democrat leadership. Of course, the majority of the Democratic congressmen are opposing it. What are the Republicans doing? Well, you know, one of these years, why Obama's got everything explained, why he's over in Libya, but he says he doesn't have to abide by the War Powers Act. He's above that. He's acting on the United Nations mandate. Ladies and gentlemen, they had to impeach the president. They passed a little watered-down resolution. We're going to give him another a while to determine. Oh, we're going to cut off the funding, but, oh, shucks, the Army will come up with the money from another source, so we're not going to do much of anything. Until the people get angry, nothing's going to happen. Do you think they're getting angry, Kirk?
Oh, I got to tell you, I got so angry when I started figuring this whole thing out. I mean, if you've ever watched the movie The Matrix, if anybody in your audience has listened to that, you know, you realize that what we thought was the world is so false and that the real world is dramatically different. And when you really come to grasp that, I mean really grasp that, I got so angry I burned up 30-40% of my kidney functions bilaterally. I mean, it was tough couple of years when all this really began to hit me. I've been studying this for 20 years, but now it's turned itself into a more positive force with determination to change this. And everything that you've just said and everything I continue to hear you say, you and I are in 100% sync on all of these things. We have got to have an awakening here, and we have to have a new patriotic movement to restore, not a revolution, but a restoration is what we need to have here. And I think the good place to start is to understand the monetary system. There may be probably a couple of things I'd like to convey, perhaps a bit of education on what debt monetization is, and perhaps some couple of ideas on solutions for the monetary system.
Well, you're right.
If I go ahead. Okay, so first thing to understand is debt monetization, because this is the basis of our, quote, monetary system. And it works in the following way. The Federal Reserve System and the bankers behind it now have a monopolistic control over what we call money. It's not money, but that's I'll use the term because we're so used to it. And here's how it works. The only place you can get this money is from the bankers, and the only way they're going to give it to you is if you go in debt. So if you go, say, and borrow a loan, a mortgage, a 30-year mortgage, what you do is you sign this mortgage, which in French stands for mort means death and gage means pledge, and you become an indentured servant to the banker for 30 years. You give them the 10% down. The 10% down turns out to be the reserve they need to create, give you a $100 loan out of thin air.
Hold that thought. If you have a question, comment, give us a call, 1-877-254-7528.
Florida Tile in Fort Collins is proud of our U.S. men and women in uniform. We thank you and your families for the sacrifices you've made to defend our freedom. We pray for your safety in war and your safe return home. We honor those who've given their lives to fight terrorism. This message is courtesy of Florida Tile at 1833 East Harmony Road, number 9 in Fort Collins. They support the men and women of our armed forces in our community.
Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all test for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? doTERRA. Gift of the Earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest is Kirk McKenzie, and our telephone number is 877-254-7524 if you have a question, but Kirk, go right ahead. You were explaining how the system works.
Okay, so let's take the example, say $100,000 mortgage. You go to your lender, and you say you want to borrow this. Now, we've been under the perception that we're borrowing somebody else's deposits. That's absolutely false. So they're going to ask the following things of you. First, they're going to ask for a 10% down payment of $10,000. And the reason they need that is that becomes the monetary base upon which they can make money out of thin air for the loan. The second thing they're going to ask you to do is sign a mortgage, which is a promissory note. That's the indentured servitude. And the third thing they're going to ask you for is to sign a deed of trust, which means that the effective ownership of that land and your home is going to belong to them until the last penny of that loan is paid. When you've done those three things, they turn around and give you $100,000 credit. They literally go into the computer system. They have a big Quicken program, and they type in $100,000 for your account. Poof, $100,000 just got created out of thin air. That's money. That debt, the money that you get, the credit you get, is actually a debt. It's just the recognition of the debt that you've gone into. And that is how our money system works. 90% of what we call money today is nothing more than electronic ones and zeros floating around in the matrix, what I call the matrix, the bank's computer system. They have no real substance in it at all. Only 10% of it is Federal Reserve notes, and those are nothing more than monopoly paper. But most people realize that it's not the federal government printing Federal Reserve notes that's the big problem. It's the banks creating money out of thin air. So this monetary system that's been created.
That is such an important issue. Basically, you have money. That is money that is printed. Of course, there's nothing behind it. It's still a sort of ethereal, but at least it's a piece of paper. But then, of course, the bank creates money as well. The Treasury prints money. The bank creates money, but it's not money. It's credit. It is a banking entry. And yet that is what you are spending. You can take the credit and go and get some paper money from the bank. But if everybody who is listening to this program went to their bank today and asked for the money, there's not enough money, even printed, phony, monopoly money, to meet everybody's demand, because it doesn't exist. It is all imaginary. But as long as they can convince you, it's a confidence game. What happens, of course, when enough people go to the bank and demand their money? Why, eventually, they won't give it to you. Of course, they'll say, well, you don't need your money. It's backed by the full faith and credit of the United States government. You have nothing to worry about. You're guaranteed by the FDIC. The trouble is the FDIC is bankrupt. They don't have sufficient money. They've already had to spend it bailing out the banks that have gone under. But you don't have to worry. The bank, FDIC, then will go to the Treasury and get the money. And where does the Treasury get the money? Well, they have to borrow it. That's what they're doing, was they're borrowing $4 billion every single day, $4.5 billion every day, to meet the obligations of the FDIC, and so we can continue giving money to countries throughout the world so we can buy the support of the dictators there that go along with the globalism, so we can finance the Social Security, which is bankrupt and putting out more money than it's taking in, so we can finance Medicare, which is bankrupt because it's putting out more than it's taking in, and so we can finance Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, which of course are bankrupt because their assets are not equal, of course, to their debts. And go right ahead.
Okay, so we've gone ahead and created this loan now, so now let's look at the bigger picture. The only way under the current system that money gets created is somebody, whether it's the federal government, a state government, a local government, a corporation, or a person, goes into debt. It's the same thing. Debt is money, and money is debt under the system. So there's some consequences and some implications of this. For a country's economy to grow, such as our country has grown over the last 100 years, in order for the economy to grow, the money supply must grow. But under the Federal Reserve System, the debt must grow by an equal amount. You cannot have an increase in the money supply without an increase in debt. And secondarily, when you pay back that loan, they loan you $100,000, but it's at interest. Now, you've given them something real. They've given you something completely fake. And nonetheless, you own 30 years of your labor to them. And when you pay back that loan with interest, you're going to be paying back $400,000 or $500,000, not the $100,000 that loan. The rest of that, historically, the Bible is called usury. Today, it's been called interest, but it's basically usury. And where does that come from? In a banking system, if the only way you can borrow and the only way you can pay back a loan is with bank money, then where do you come up with the $400,000 of interest? And the answer is the only way for it to come up with that is to borrow it, because you now have an increased demand for money. That the only way you can create that increase in supply of the money is to borrow it. The other implication of this crazy debt monetization system is that if you even tried to pay down the debt, you would implode the money supply, and with it, the economy. So there is no way out of this current monetary system. It must be deconstructed. We must have a mechanism to be able to start to work on this with a monetary system and a money that is a real money, something outside of this system, legitimize that, and eventually we have to put away and end this crazy debt monetized Federal Reserve system if we are to get our liberties back. So there's some objectives. We have to end the Fed, replace it with something that's more honest, and we have to be able to get our property back. Now, one of the ideas, and I think it's one of the most effective ideas to solving this problem, a lot of people believe in gold. I happen not to believe that that's going to be realistic, because I don't think at this point in time people are prepared to take a physical money like that and go pay their utility bills by going to the utility company, give up their ability to buy books through Amazon.com, et cetera, et cetera. I do believe, however, we should legitimize gold as a currency measured in ounces, the same thing as silver. I'm actually a bigger silver fan than a gold fan, because silver has always been the money of the people. Gold has been the money of the wealthy. We need to make any transactions in gold and silver tax-free, because they define the value, not the paper stuff. And then the question is, how do we start to work off all these debts, both personal and government? And my answer is that's legal tender notes. In 1861, in 1862, Abraham Lincoln authorized by executive order the printing of what's called legal tender notes. They were theoretically backed by silver and gold, but you could not immediately get that gold and silver back. It allowed the government to print a currency and then issue it into the economy without borrowing. You know, the way the system currently works is the government prints the Federal Reserve notes, gives them at cost to the Federal Reserves, and then borrows them back at full face value. The government goes in debt to print a currency. It's absolutely unbelievable. So we begin to print legal tender notes, and the government can then use those to pay off its employees. It can pay Social Security. It can pay Medicare, Medicaid with those things. It can go ahead and start paying off the bonds, give the bankers back a paper money. I think that would be a great thing. It could use those things to buy gold and silver and put actual something of real value in the Treasury.
We'll be back here in just a moment here with Kirk McKenzie right here at the American Institute.
American Legacy Firearms in Fort Collins reminds us to salute our troops. Show them your support and send a care package today. This message from American Legacy Firearms in Fort Collins, the leader in custom engraved and laser engraved limited edition firearms and one-of-a-kind guns you can't find anywhere like NRA pistols. They offer special prices for NRA members and veterans. Call 221-0502. That's 221-0502, or visit them online at AmericanLegacyFirearms.com.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Well, I just stand back here at the American Freedom Network, and Kirk, would you like to give your telephone number, tell people how to get in touch with your website, and then tell them how to get your book?
Sure, well, I appreciate that. The website is www.silentnomorepublications.com. So silent.
One more time.
Yeah, silentnomorepublications.com.
Okay.
And hopefully, can we announce that you'll be doing that too?
Yes, you can. We haven't got any books in stock. So right now, it'd be better to get them through you, but later on, hopefully, we will have the book and can help you get it out.
That's great, guys. That's new news, so hopefully we reach that agreement. We'll do that. At the moment, the only way to get them is through my website, and you can purchase them with the credit card and so forth. If you want to email me, you can do that through my website. You just go to the website and click, and there's an email option where you can go ahead and send me an email. If you want to get a newsletter I have, that would be the way to do that as well.
Well, now, if we start issuing these paper currency that you're describing, isn't this going to create inflation?
It can, but we're going to have that regardless. But I have to take this in two steps. So you make a good point, but let me continue this idea. So we immediately have a vehicle for the government to continue its operations without going into any further debt. We can freeze the debt limit. And then furthermore, I think we have a 10-year plan, which I call the Jubilee Decade, where we start to actually have Congress, if it wants to pass, reductions in the debt limit. And we can start to pay off those debts and give the bankers these legal tender notes and force them to take these in payment of these debts of theirs and begin to work them out. So the government stops printing Federal Reserve notes, start printing a Treasury legal tender notes, and operates its business that way. I think within 10 years it's realistic for the federal government to get out of this debt without creating massive hardships for the people.
How are you going to get Congress to stop spending money? I mean, basically, Congress they're going to keep providing, all this money for Social Security. They're going to keep providing all the money for Medicare because the people want it. They're going to keep a massive military going. We spend more money on our military than all the rest of the world put together. Now, not on the official budget, but the black budget, though, why we spend more money for our military. How are you going to cut government spending and bring it under control? Because, of course, we are taking in about $2.2 trillion a year and spending $3.6 trillion a year, $1.4 trillion more than we're taking in. How do you stop that?
Well, let me just finish this thought then.
Okay.
So the legal tender notes do not require a constitutional amendment, nor do they require any approval of Congress whatsoever. There's already historical precedent with President Lincoln and with JFK that they can do this by executive order. So if we elect, say, a Ron Paul, and he embraces this kind of approach, the second day in office, he goes ahead and stops printing Federal Reserve notes and starts printing legal tender notes. You're correct in that the Congress is going to continue to spend money, but at least they're not going into any more debt to do it. Now, in order to address the issue about the expenditures, we have got to begin to replace the congressmen and senators with patriots, with refounders of this country. And eventually, I do believe there's a second step in this process. Once we've gotten out of this massive hole that we're in with this debt using legal tender notes, then we can start talking about gold or silver as being the only legitimate currency or something else that restrains the money supply and begins to restrain the government's ability, maybe a constitutional amendment having to do with reductions in expenditures and so forth. I think the second leg of my Jubilee decade is now that you work on getting down the federal debt, you have to get working down and get people out of their home mortgages. I mean, we have to restore private property. Karl Marx's whole Communist Manifesto is number one deal is the abolition of private property. We must embrace the idea of the restoration of private property. And what I mean by that is a loidal title, free ownership of land. That is the only way that we're going to have our liberty back. In fact, I think they're almost synonymous. So how do you do that? So here's another idea. The government would make available a program which would be available to individuals on a voluntary basis. They could sell the government could come in, buy out their current mortgage and pay it off with legal tender notes and give you a 10-year term note at 1.5% interest. 1.5% interest is all it takes to service the debt on loans today. And so you take out all the interest and just enough to go ahead and cover it. Now, within 10 years, the objective is that you get the qualified, legitimate U.S. citizens out of their home mortgages within 10 years period of time. And this is not a gift. If you don't pay, you go through bankruptcy. You go through the normal methods that we go today. We use the current infrastructure of, you know, mortgage brokers and bankruptcy courts and all the rest. We don't change that system. But what you now do is substitute a loan that hopefully will not increase monthly payments and hopefully will reduce monthly payments and get everybody out of debt on an accelerated basis. Now we've addressed both the federal debt and we've addressed the private debt, and within 10 years a period of time, we're going to have a new renaissance in this country, is my belief. We have got to, in addition to this, we have got to probably take some constitutional steps forward on how to control this from happening again. And we have to get people in Congress that are going to be able to be true representatives. And part and parcel of this is I think the states have got to stand up, show they have cojones, stand up to the federal government, link arms. We now have 35 states that are essentially going to, at one level or another, suing the federal government. We have got to have civil disobedience at the state legislative level. They've got to stand up, and they have the power to put together constitutional amendments and change the form of the federal government itself. They have this power. The power emanates from the people to their states, and from the states will delegate through these representatives what power the federal government can and cannot have. The states are the place, I think, that we begin to put the systems and the mechanisms in place where it can begin to constrain the federal government going forward. And one of those things would be, for example, to repeal the 17th Amendment and make the senators once again designated by their state legislatures. And I think the states would then have a direct hand in the control in taking and reining in this out-of-control federal government.
And the 17th Amendment was vitally important to convert us from a republic to a democracy, basically so that you could be able to buy the senators with campaign contributions. Before that, they represented the state, not the banking industry, which financed their campaign. We're out of time. God bless. Thanks so much.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine. Point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Well, Dr. Stan here. I hope you enjoyed our interview with Kirk McKenzie. And basically, we are in real financial problems. The whole European financial system is in danger. If Greece does default, and we'll just have to wait and see what happens, but if Greece defaults and Portugal and Spain and Ireland default, it will bring down the whole European monetary system. If it does, it'll have a profound impact here. We're just sitting on a powder keg, and we're just going to have to wait and see what happens. But I can tell you one thing, and that is that they are going to bring inflation to America. We have a 10% inflation now, and they will talk about core inflation, and you have to understand inflation, and it doesn't matter what the price of food and fuel and imported goods are. Believe us, we tell you there's no inflation. Believe us and let us manage your money. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the people who want to manage your money are going to lose it for you. Inflation is the cruelest tax of all. We'll have 15% inflation by the end of this year, probably 20 to 25% next year. And that's how they're going to get out of debt. They're going to destroy the value of your dollar and your finances. And whether we'll have 50% reduction in the value of our currency or 75%, I don't know. But the cruelest tax of all is the inflation tax. It's silent, and people don't understand until one day they wake up and find out that their life savings is gone. You've got to get involved. You've got to set up your own tea parties. You must help others. If they want to run for office, they're good people. Get them educated, let them understand the Brotherhood of Darkness, and then get in now, because we've got elections coming up next year, and this is the time to try to get the information out. As people are interested, they're looking for answers, we have them. You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to hear my talks on the secret. The forbidden secret, the dark secret, the latter two have syllabuses with them. You need to get books on what's going on today. We have two excellent books by Thomas Wood, Meltdown and Rollback. That's Meltdown and Rollback. Both available, and they're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Kirk's book is excellent, and you get that through him. I'm going to see about carrying it. I personally believe we need to get a gold-back currency, but it's going to be very difficult to do. And this whole situation, the financial system, is going to destroy the value of your currency and impoverish our people. We need to understand Agenda 21. It is the master program. It's the agenda for the 21st century. There really are evil and wicked people out there who want to destroy our nation. Now, you can listen to my radio programs on the Internet 9 hours a day at RadioLiberty.com. Go to our website and look at the videos. We call it Other Videos on the Web. All sorts of fascinating things we post there. This should be, Radio Liberty should be one place you stop every day and look at the latest things we have posted in the way of videos, because everything I see that's important with the video, I post there so that you can access it, and hopefully soon ready to have Dr. Ron Paul and what happened in New Hampshire. I don't know that my son has that posted yet. You need to read our newsletters, watch our videos, and then pray for America. Pray for revival, but please pray for ministry, for our vision and protection, for need to help support and build tomorrow at the same time. May the Lord be with you.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology.